Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Christian McVeigh on vocals. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Scott Patinka is our guest, our new friend. He's the author of a new book called No One Ever Drowned in Sweat. I think you'll like it, folks. Grit, the stuff of leaders and champions. He's right about that. We've been talking about grit, how he describes it. Guts, resilience, initiative and tenacity. Those are the four. Scott, thanks again for being here, and congratulations on your book. Thank you for your service in the military. We appreciate that very much. And let's talk about, we talked about guts and resilience in the previous segment, but talk to us about initiative. Why is that such a big deal for, and this is in life, right? Not just business ownership.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely in life. A lot of these, they're actually mindsets. So the mindsets, you know, work both in business and in your personal life. So what I love about initiative is part of what I call the decisiveness mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And that involves your desire or your immediate action versus planning. And that's it, truly what initiative is. It's moving forward without hesitation. You see a goal and what needs to be done, and you do it.
Take action.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull the trigger, even though you don't have everything you need. You have everything you can. It's not when you pull the trigger, it's not about having everything you need. It's about having everything you can get so far.
Absolutely. And, of course, the opposite of that is forecasting, right? Those are people who basically plan and strategize but never essentially go through the action. Those are the people who later in life said, well, I would have, should have, could have.
What if?
Yep, what if.
Yeah, no, this initiative thing, being able to take action. And another thing that helps you with your initiative, I think, Scott, I'd like to see what you think about it, is learn how to make small decisions. Don't wait till something gets so big it's big and hairy. Make small ones, and that way, if you make a bad decision, it's a small mistake. It's not a big one. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, small decisions lead to big decisions, right?
Aggregator, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. What else?
I think, and the last one is tenacity, right? I think that's the most important. You know, if anyone's ever watched a boxing match, I'm a huge fan of Rocky growing up on the East Coast, right outside of Philadelphia back in the day. And again, it's truly like a boxing match. It's not necessarily the round; it's the whole competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
They say it all the time: it's not a sprint; it's a marathon. So it's truly that staying power, right, determines how hard we fight. Do we get back up every single time when we get beat up? And I think that's extremely important, right? We don't want to jeopardize our goals. We see the goal in sight. You know, we run into an obstacle, we divert, and then we come back and we achieve it.
Doesn't tenacity get easier when you come through the fire on the other side of something and you get one of those behind you? Doesn't tenacity get easier as you realize that you can solve problems, that an alligator doesn't have to take you down? What do you think?
Yeah, it does. And it comes back to, you know, having guts, right? It's the fear, right? We're so afraid to do things because we don't necessarily know the outcome. But having tenacity where you've achieved something, where you've overcome those obstacles, absolutely it gets easier. You're not as fearful the next time around.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I can remember when I was so undercapitalized it was not even funny. You know, the phone would ring, and I'd be expecting my banker to call me and tell me I was out of business. You know, and sometimes the banker would call me. And I'd be dreading it. I'd be scared to death. And we'd have a full conversation, and we'd come to a solution, and I'd hang the phone up, and I'd say, well, you know what? That wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So don't we work ourselves up into a tizzy sometimes?
We do, and right, you feel it in your gut. You feel it in your throat. I remember back when I was a child, 8 or 9 years old, I saw a picture, and essentially it was a pelican. And there was a frog choking him, and the pelican was trying to eat him. And to me, that's pure tenacity,
yeah.
Right? Is getting that far, but still not giving up.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing that I like about what you're saying, if you apply these things, it helps you to realize that whatever, especially if you're a business owner, whatever it is that you're having to apply grit to, the result is yours. If it's a mistake, it's yours. If it's a success, it's yours. What do you think about that?
It is. And what I've realized, too, throughout the years is, you know, even though so much of it falls into the individual's hands, there's nothing like having people that support you, that encourage you, you know, that help you get up. Again, it truly is a team sport at the end of the day. I mean, I'm successful based off of the people around me. I'm not the sharpest guy around, but again, I got grit. So I'm smart enough to realize I'm not that brilliant, and I need other people to support me, to help me, to provide me knowledge, and to get me to where I need to go.
Well, and part of this process that we've been describing is learning how to hire those people, right? How to bring those people on board and then lead them.
Yeah, what's fantastic about the book is we've created an assessment test that's a minute and a half, 16 questions, that actually measures if you have the grit mindset or
mm-hmm.
not. It works similar to Myers-Briggs or StrengthFinder,
mm-hmm.
but we spent a tremendous amount of time creating the assessment, proving the validity of the assessment.
And that's right there, that's right there in the book.
Right on the website.
And that website is the title of the book, right? No One Ever Drowned in Sweat.com?
Correct.
And or ScottPatinga.com.
Correct.
Is that right? Hey, Scott, good job today. Well done. Will you come back? You got more to teach us.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Thanks, Scott. Good job.
Care.
Scott Patinga, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, No One Ever Drowned in Sweat. Isn't that a great title? We'll take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.